Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, February 25th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
People are asking me, please, Mr. President, we're winning too much. We can't take it anymore.
Trump delivers State of the Union address and SNAs to protest outside the Dáil. Plus, we've all viewed the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump says he'll continue to impose global tariffs on countries, including Ireland, despite a ruling by the US Supreme Court. America's top judges ruled the president overstepped his powers when he imposed sweeping worldwide taxes. In response, he's introduced 10% levies on all imports, which came into force yesterday. President Trump made the longest ever State of the Union address overnight, speaking in front of both houses of Congress for 1 hour and 48 minutes. During that time, he claimed his tariffs are vital.
As time goes by, I believe the tariffs paid for by foreign countries will, like in the past, substantially replace the modern day system of income tax, taking a great financial burden off the people that I love.
Sky's US correspondent James Matthews was watching the State of the Union address.
Fascinating spectacle, political theatre, a populist president who can certainly work a crowd. I counted more than 100 standing ovations over the course of those 1 hour 48 minutes.
Parents and special needs assistants are going ahead with protests today despite a government U-turn on SNA allocations. SNAs and parents of children with additional needs will protest outside the Dáil at 5 p.m. this evening with simultaneous demonstrations in Limerick, Galway and Buncrana. Councillor Conor Reddy, who's involved in Dublin Northwest Equality in Education, says parents and SNAs are clear a pause is not a solution.
You've been blown away by the national response to what's been called. There's now 30 protests happening in different parts of the country over the next week. And I think that despite delayed announcement from government night before last, there's still a lot of anger. There's still a lot of uncertainty. What we've seen here is an extended pause, a sticking plaster and a gaping wound. And there's many, many issues in special education that still need to be sorted out.
Victims of Jeffrey Epstein say they will not be silenced and will not go away. Survivors have held a news conference in Washington. They want to know why ambassadors and princes are being arrested in the UK, but US authorities are failing to act on crimes related to the paedophile financier. Sky Roberts' late sister, Virginia Giuffre, was among those abused.
What Virginia did for this world will not be in vain. She may have left this earth, but her soul is still here. It lives in every survivor who decides to speak. It lives in every victim who is still finding their voice.
More than 1.2 billion euro worth of illegal goods have been seized at Dublin Airport over the past 5 years. New figures show that between January 2021 and December 2025, almost 70,000 drug seizures were made, with an estimated street value of 869 million euro. In the same period, customs officers intercepted nearly 34,000 cigarette and tobacco shipments. Customs officer Paddy Gibney, who works at Dublin Port, says seizures are happening every single day.
There are seizures here in the port on a daily basis from all levels, from small seizures to big seizures, and they're all treated the same way, whether it's a small seizure or a big seizure. Cannabis, we get an awful lot of cannabis coming in through here, and we would certainly get a lot of Class A as well.
Peter Mandelson's lawyers say his arrest for misconduct in public office was prompted by baseless claims that he was planning to leave the UK. The former British cabinet minister was arrested on Monday and later released on bail. His representatives say police acted despite an agreement that he would attend an interview next month on a voluntary basis. Sky's deputy political editor Sam Coates has more.
Peter Mandelson has been telling friends of his shock. He says the idea that he would leave the country permanently without his family, without his dog, without his husband is, of course, baseless.
Seven counties have been targeted in a day of action by Gardaí investigating a Nigerian-based organised crime group. Operation Skeen involved seizing electronic devices and a number of clothing items as part of inquiries into the Black Axe organised crime group. The gang has previously been described by Interpol as a key player in cyber-enabled financial fraud and online scams. Tina Gates reports.
The raids carried out in yesterday's day of action involved 11 searches in Sligo, Dublin, Galway, Limerick, Kilkenny, Kildare and Meath. The Black Axe organised crime group has roots in Nigeria, with a global presence across Ireland, the US, Canada, Spain and the Netherlands, among others. Electronic devices were seized, along with a number of clothing items believed to represent rank and loyalty among members of the gang. Investigations are ongoing.
In entertainment news, Kneecap frontman Makara says the hip-hop trio's new record is a more mature album which looks back on a crazy year. The Belfast group are known for their politically driven music and social commentary. The group hit headlines after the rapper, whose real name is Limo Gohani, was charged with a terrorism offence in the UK, which was eventually dropped. And in sport, in soccer, Newcastle have cruised into the last 16 of the Champions League following a 9-3 aggregate victory over Carabag, but they were pushed much closer in last night's second leg at St James's Park, with Eddie Howe's side holding on to win 3-2. Former Galway United defender Alex Murphy played the full game in his first start for the Magpies. Chelsea or Barcelona await Newcastle in the next round. Liverpool or Tottenham will face Atletico Madrid, who beat Club Brugge 7-4 on aggregate. There was a shock at the San Siro, where last year's finalist Inter were knocked out by Norwegian outfit Bodo Glimt after a 2-1 win on the night, secured a 5-2 victory on aggregate. And Bayer Leverkusen also progressed. They played out a 0-0 draw with Olympiacos to complete a 2-0 aggregate win. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.